So on today's show, we're going to discuss how, even though we're halfway through the year, there's still a lot more to achieve for the rest of this year, for the second half. Welcome to the Rise to Thrive show. I am your host, James Borman. If you... coming through, please do drop a like. If you are watching or if you have watched, please do leave a comment. Let me know if this resonates. Let me know if you're going to go away and do the task that I'm going to set you. And if anyone needs this that you know of, please do share with them. So halfway through the year, officially, it's the 1st of July, we've done 6 months. You could argue that it's been fucking a tough year. And there have been constraints and restrictions to the things that we've been able to achieve. But what I want you to do is create three columns. And I want you to base this maybe on some of the things that you said that you were going to do at the very start of the year. Now, I want you to, and I want you to take your time out to do this because it's important. I want you to read number one column. Write all the things that you have achieved, all the outcomes, all the personal achievements, all the things you've overcome, all the things that have happened that have been a positive part of your life in the first 6 months. The second thing I want you to do is create a second column, and it's all the things that you haven't achieved. So if there are things that you wanted to do, I want you to write them in that column, and I want you to put them in there, things that maybe you could have done better at, things that you haven't quite achieved that you wanted to achieve. And then next to him, if you wanted to, you can go into more detail, you could write down why. So maybe COVID had a part to play, maybe illness, maybe injury, whatever it is. I want you to put that down in there as well. Then the next thing is I just want you to bullet point exactly some of the things that you would like to achieve by the end of the year. Okay, by the very end of the year. What could you achieve in 6 months? And from those bullet points, that should get the juices flowing. So in terms of things that you'd like to accomplish, and think about the four pillars: health, relationships, personal development, career. Think about those type of pillars to base your answer on in this column. I then want you to grab another separate page, and I would then want you to write down some things that you want to achieve, like in each pillar. One specific crystal clear goal of a thing that you want to achieve in your health, in your relationships, in your personal development, in your career. So let me give you an example. So it could well be that you want to lose 2 stone by the end of the year. For relationships, it could be that you want to improve your relationship and the communication with your partner, or get the work-life balance right. Personal development, it might be that you want to read an audiobook a month. Okay, career, it might be that you want to improve the effectiveness of your work. Okay, simple thing. We don't have to be aiming too high here. Remember, we are still under restrictions. Things are still like fucking cock blocking us. So what could you achieve that's going to make your life better? And I want you to remind yourself of these things, and then I want you to write these things down. Okay, and put them up in your fridge, put them up in your kitchen cupboard, put them up in your diary, put them up in your fucking car, stick them up, tattoo them onto you if you want to. But you've got to do something to remind yourself every single week about what you're trying to achieve. That allows you to remember the mission. So the mission is, by the end of 2020, I'm going to achieve A, B, C, and D. So whenever you feel down, whenever you don't feel like getting up, whenever you've had a bad day, whenever you've been distracted, whenever someone's brought you down, whenever you think you can't achieve something, remember the mission. Okay? Remember the mission. Because right now, many of you won't have any type of mission. You won't have any reference points. You won't have any goals. You'll have no idea what you want to achieve to the end of the year. But by sitting down and spending an hour or 2 hours and focusing a little bit of time for yourself to think about what you would love to achieve by the end of the year is going to give you an element of consistency. It's going to give you elements of control. It's going to be able to give you clarity of where you want to go. And once you've got those three C's, that creates a much better way of living up here, mentally, emotionally, and physically. If you don't do this, you're just going to be that fucking boat out at sea, drifting around, feeling fucking sorry for yourself, like fucking life's so hard, woe is me, without going out to go and get some shit done and actually fucking take charge of the situation. And that's what pisses me off, is that you're wasting fucking time feeling sorry for yourself. Get shit done. Write the things down that you want to get done. Have some clear fucking direction. And don't tell me you don't have fucking time to do this, because it's important, right, guys? It is important. Because if you don't do it, what are you going to do? Just cuff your way through each day? I don't think so. So listen, we're halfway through the year. It doesn't matter what you have or haven't achieved. What is done in those first 6 months. Okay, learn from what you have. Recognize the things that you have done. Okay, recognize the reasons you haven't done the things you wanted to do. And then set your sights on the end of the year. There's 6 months left in this year. 6 months. Okay, 26 weeks. I don't know how many days or hours. But there is plenty of time to make adjustments. Okay, remember the mission. Show up 1% a day, every single day. Have the consistency, the control of your time and energy, the clarity of your North Star, and fucking go all in. And this time in 6 months, when I do this show and I say, where are you compared to that show that I did on the 1st of July? You can turn around and say that you've made massive improvements. Or the alternative, you can continue to whinge and moan about your fucking life and about how it's not fucking doing anything for you and how the whole fucking world's against you. Or you can take control of the things you have control in and let go of the things that you don't. It's your life. Have a great day.